You are listening to Hello Cupcake, It's Me, a podcast with your host, Michael Peterson.
Hey everyone, Michael here with Hello Cupcake, It's Me, a podcast, and today is April 25th, 2024, and thanks for hanging with me. If you haven't done so already, please hit like and subscribe, then head on over to HelloCupcakeIt'sMe.com to check out the blog, give it some love, and then head on over to YouTube.com/HelloCupcakeIt'sMe to give the YouTube channel some love, give it a like and a thumbs up. I'm trying to reach 1,000 subscribers, and it would greatly help me out. And check out my upcoming book, Carpe Diem Scroto, 365 Daily Affirmations, slated for publication November of 2024. And you can check that out at www.cdsthebook.com. And if you are interested in supporting, becoming a donor, or anything else like that, you will get mentioned in the book. Social media and everything to do with the book. So you can get more information about that at support.cdsthebook.com. So, hey everyone, this is episode 15. How are you doing? I have been less than stellar this whole week. This last Thursday, I nicked my gum line with my fingernail, and over the last few days, it has caused an infection in my jawline, which is completely centered under a tooth. And I had to go to the ER and get antibiotics for it. So my whole week has been kind of thrown off. Like, Monday, I went and did my swimming at the YMCA and did the meeting with the PR person for the book. And then I also did some other stuff out and about that needed to get done. Monday night, my jaw was a lot more swollen, sore, and intense. And it was getting to the point where it was hard to swallow. And I don't know if that was something that I had done, because I was running my thumb along the bottom of my jaw and down my neck and like by my Adam's apple, trying to drain whatever infection was in there. And I think that I just kind of fucked myself up more so than I intended to do. So Tuesday night, I went to go hang out at the bar like I normally did, and I just couldn't sit there and play. It took me 10 minutes to finish my soda, and I was just getting more and more irritable. I was in more and more pain or whatever. So I was like, you know what? Screw this. I'm just going to go to the walk-in clinic. And of course, because I live in Podunk, USA, they roll up the carpets at like 6. And this was 6:45-ish when I started heading into town to go to the walk-in. And they close at 7. And by the time I got into town, it was 7:01 right as I was pulling in, and they went and see me and told me I had to go across the street to the ER, which I did not want to do an ER visit. But thankfully, even though the ER was really busy and both psych wards were taken up and there were cops and all kinds of other crazy shit happening, I was in and out in under an hour and a half. Like, I got checked in at 7:15 I was checked in by 7:15, and by 9:30 I was out the door. So not too long of a wait. And then I went home and I took a pain pill, and this is a pain pill that I'm used to taking or whatever, and it made me so loopy that I couldn't remember if I took my nighttime medication. So I was like, well, shit, do I run the risk of taking double the dose and not having enough for the rest of the month, or do I just say, you know, whatever? So I just decided not to take any additional medication outside of a Benadryl. And I got absolutely no sleep. I finally passed out about 4 or 4:30 Wednesday morning. And my alarm went off at 6:15 for me to get up to go swimming at the YMCA. And I had all intentions of going, no matter how bad I hurt. And I thought that I hit snooze, and instead I shut the alarm off and I slept until about 9:30. And I got up at 9:30. I was like, well, damn it. So I did my usual Wednesday stuff. Sans going to the YMCA. And instead of going to the Y, I ended up, just coming into town a little bit later, meeting up with my sister, doing our whole little lunch spiel thing that we normally do. And then, I went to a food bank and got some stuff, just to kind of tide me over until the end of the month. And, then I went to the library and printed out a bunch of stuff for my book. And so now, as I was getting ready to leave, there was somebody who showed up who you could tell was developmentally disabled. Not full on, like, whatever, but special class type of people. And they were asking about a Dexcom G 6 because they were put on one for 10 days and they needed to know how to just how it works and stuff like that. Well, unfortunately, the library doesn't carry any kind of literature on medical devices like that. And so I kind of interjected myself between this person and the librarian, and I said, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to eavesdrop, but I'm a diabetic myself. I've been a diabetic for a little over 17 years now, and I've had the device you're asking about. Maybe I can answer some of your questions. And the librarian was like, oh, great. And so I started talking with this person about their diabetic journey and everything that they're going through. And they are at the process that I was at about, I don't know, like, we'll just say 8 or 9 years ago. just now trying to get a CGM, trying to get their blood sugars under control, and doing that whole rigmarole. And so I spent probably about an hour and a half, 2 hours just talking with this person, helping them get the application set up on their Obama phone, which, you know, I love the quote unquote Obama phone program, the low income phone plan thing that they have. I just wish that they would use a better provider of telephone service, like not telephone services, but just better telephones. This thing was like some it was some brand I never even heard of, like Shock Talk or something like that. And it was the Shock Talk G43, we'll just say that or whatever. And I'm just like, I have never even heard of this brand. And I shop on AliExpress and Alibaba and Temu and Shein and all these other places, and I've never seen this brand. So, like, what the hell? But anyways, I was able to get the application downloaded onto this person's phone, but I was not able to get the transmitter to connect to the phone. And I said, you know, go see the diabetic specialist and they'll walk you through it. At least we got it on your phone. Now they should be able to pair it up for you. And the caregiver for this person was there and said, hey, would you mind me taking your phone number so then that way if we have any additional questions, we can get a hold of you or whatever. I said, normally I probably wouldn't have an issue with that, but the fact that this is dealing with medical information and stuff like that, I don't want to be in a HIPAA violation, and I don't want your client to divulge more information than what I actually needed for this setup on the device or whatever. And they've already told me quite a bit, and I've been like trying to redirect them or whatever. And I said, so fortunately or unfortunately, I'm gonna have to say no. And the caregiver was like, okay, that's fair. I understand. I didn't even think about that. It's just, we have no one who is tech savvy or whatever else, and blah, blah. And so I talked with the caregiver and I talked with the client for probably an additional 30 minutes after the caregiver showed up. And so they seemed happy with everything that I was able to provide them. And I felt good with being able to provide the knowledge that I've gleaned over the years, because, you know, I know how scary it can be. And I just kept telling the person, what works for me will not work for you. We are each different. So, you know, I can only tell you the experiences I've had with this medication, that medication, or whatever else. I cannot tell you which medications you should take or whatever else. And sticking very closely to the peer counselor aspect of my training, in that you don't talk about medications, you don't talk about like certain things. They're not your friends, they are your peers, and you know, things like that. So It was good, and I was able to break things down at a level that was comprehensible for somebody with that type of learning delay. And I kept asking them, you know, do you have any questions? Am I talking too fast? Does this make sense to you? And you know, there were a couple of times that I was like, yeah, you know, what about XYZ? Oh, yeah, you know. Okay, so think of it this way and blah, blah. Oh, okay. And, you know, I suggested that they go and see the nutritionist at the hospital, because the nutritionist would help with getting them set up on a good regimen for weight loss goals, for diabetic control, for, you know, everything across the board. I even had mentioned, you know, possibly going to the YMCA and looking into the aerobics class that happens at 9:15 to 10:15. And I told the caregiver about like some of the different programs around town that have low income programs built into them, but you need to know how to ask about it, because I found that there are certain places that if you say something, it will be like, oh no, you're just here to kind of scam the system. But if you say it a different way, it's like, oh, okay, you've been recommended here by like a facilitator or a primary care doctor or something like that. So that was yesterday. And then I came home and I tried to sleep for a little while and I couldn't. My mouth was still just like in a lot of pain. And last night I was able to get myself to bed about 11:30, and I slept good and hard most of the night. And like, I am really tired this morning still. And I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to go home and crawl back into bed and possibly not even go to my Friday YMCA class, though I'm missing it pretty bad. And I just want, I don't know, the aspirations of Michael today are not going to be the aspirations of Michael tomorrow, so I just need to keep that in mind. But yeah, for right now, that's what's going on. And the Pacific Northwest right now is being the Pacific Northwest, and in that it is dark and gloomy, and there's more snow on the mountains and all this other stuff, and this on and off again rain is supposed to be happening all this weekend and all next weekend and part of next weekend also. And I'm just like, God damn it. Of course, because May 4th is when I am supposed to be doing the fundraiser for the book and all that other stuff. Awesome. High fives all around. So, I don't know if I'm going to just plan for the best and hope for the best and still have it at the park, or if I should try to change the venue last moment or what, but I'm kind of leaning toward rain or shine, set it up and hope for the best and just go from there. And there's been a part of me that since the whole outdoor thing was mentioned, there's been a small voice in me that's like, try to get it inside somewhere. But all the places that we have access to require like money and deposits and cleaning fees and all that other shit, versus if we go to the park, then it's free and there's parking and all we have to do is show up, basically. So we'll see what happens. But anyways, guys, I'm going to go ahead and let you go. So if you have any questions, comments, concerns, put them in the comment section down below. Make sure you follow me on all the different social medias. Check out the book, Carpe Diem Scroto, 365 Daily Affirmations at www.cdsthebook.com. And I will talk to you all later. Bye, everyone.
Thank you so much for tuning in. You have been listening to Hello Cupcake, It's Me, a podcast with your host, Michael Peterson. Please make sure to check back often as new episodes are released bi-weekly. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, please feel free to send a message to hellocupcakeitsme@gmail.com. And until next time, stay happy, safe, and keep doing the best you can with what you have been given.